Welcome to the Internet Report, where we uncover what's working and what's breaking on the internet and why. Today we're going to cover the Virgin Media outage that happened on April 4th, earlier this week, in the UK. So this was a couple of outages, actually, that impacted the reachability of Virgin Media's network and services hosted within its network. And the two outages shared pretty similar characteristics. Both of them stretched over hours, both included the withdrawal of routes to its network, and both showed significant traffic loss and also saw intermittent periods of service recovery. So to unpack all of this in today's episode, I am joined by our principal internet analyst here at Thousand Eyes, Kamal. Welcome, Kamal.
Thank you so much, Angelique. It's awesome to be here with you, and I'm looking forward to unpack this pretty significant outage that affected many customers in UK.
So there's quite a lot to go through with what we observed during these outages, in particular the significant amount of BGP activity that occurred throughout the incidents. But before we do that, I'm just going to give a quick summarization of the incident. So Virgin Media, which is the network service provider, about 30 minutes after midnight, we saw that they started withdrawing routes to their service, their network service. So this withdrawal of prefixes. And without a route to its network, internet in transit providers all around the world would have simply dropped traffic that is destined to its network and the endpoints that are within the network. And users would have experienced this as drops, as prolonged connection attempts that eventually failed. And while a lot of the loss that we saw throughout the incident was due to the fact that there was no route available, we also saw that throughout the incident, there was still some advertisement of routes. So there were still some active routes. And in those instances, we saw traffic would get all the way up to the edge of Virgin Media's network, and then it would get dropped. So it seemed like there was maybe something going on beyond the withdrawal of routes. We saw periodic advertisements and withdrawals throughout the incident, which lasted about 7 hours. So it started about 30 minutes after midnight local time in the UK, and then it resolved about 7:20 UTC. So that was 7:20 in the morning local time. And there were instances throughout that 7 hour period where there was availability. So it was somewhat intermittent. But then later in the day, around the middle of the afternoon, the outage then resumed and it lasted for 2 hours in that particular case. So there's quite a lot to unpack here, as I mentioned, and lots of stuff related to BGP advertisements, packet loss, service availability. So to go through all of this, I'm going to turn this over to Kamal, and he's going to show us quite a lot of interesting visuals that we were able to capture during this incident.
Thank you, Angelique. Yes, to your point, what's really striking about this incident is actually the duration of it, right? So first of all, it looks like it started 30 minutes after the midnight, and that should have been the period of time where there's low activity. So the pattern of the outage itself really indicates that this might be related with certain maintenance that was going on within the network. However, the second instance, which happened during the really busy business hours during the UK time, is actually what really is completely non-common, except for the fact that it lasted as long as it did, right? Mm. So when we are looking at this particular incident, what's really important to see is that we saw this outage inside out. So first of all, if we click on the BGP route visualization, we're going to see the pattern of the path changes. So here, you're going to select one of these /16 prefixes. Obviously, they are advertising /14, /16, /17. But for the time being, we are just going to focus on one of these that had the complete visibility from the perspective of all of our different BGP collectors, which are essentially devices that are listening for BGP updates and different events on the internet, and then we use that information to visualize it. And as visible here, we can quite clearly see that predominantly Virgin is advertising everything using their primary upstream provider, LGI UPC, Autonomous System 6830. And as you can see, everything's working fine. The first pod change, or even if you click on the updates, we can actually see that there was certain small activity even before that, that started approximately, if you look at this particular monitor, it's going to be around 15 minutes after the midnight. But that still was a minor activity. So here we can see that approximately at 18 minutes and 48 seconds after the midnight, the provider started to change. So essentially, autonomous system pod was from the Virgin to the LGI UPC, and they started changing the one of the upstream providers. This was still very minor. However, the really big change happened at 0:50:51, as part of which we can see that the provider itself tried to advertise the prefix to different providers. Essentially, what we are looking here is that the initial pod was Virgin, LGI UPC, and the autonomous system where our collector is hosted. We can see that changed in favor of Zayo and then ultimately Cogen before the prefix itself got completely withdrawn, right? And we can see that here, unfortunately, a lot of these red colors indicating that there was a lot of activity. At the same time, we can see that level 3 started showing up in the picture. So essentially, what was happening is that they were withdrawing the prefixes from the LGI UPC, and we can see that certain collectors, specifically mostly of them being located in UK, actually saw the level 3 in the pod. Now, if I move forward with this event, one of the interesting things that we are going to observe here is that a lot of these collectors that were listed on the left-hand side all of a sudden show complete inavailability of the prefix, or essentially reachability of the prefix from their perspective went to zero. However, as I mentioned, some of these collectors from the UK are still seeing connectivity through the level 3. So that's the first instance. So the other important thing is to actually see how it reflected on the service itself. So looking at here, we can see that as soon as the event has started, so approximately 30 minutes after the midnight, when we observed the even first withdrawal of the prefixes to LGI UPC coming from the Virgin Media, we saw the significant spike in loss. And here, bear in mind that what we are looking at is average loss, right? So even on average, this was significant, right? Like we saw 100% loss. We see that on the pod visualization, we see that the traffic is getting dropped, sometimes on the edge of the network, sometimes even before that. But essentially what that indicates is that a lot of these networks saw complete lack of reachability to the network itself. Essentially, they did not have the pod to reach the network, as a result of which the traffic is showing 100% loss. And the other striking here thing is essentially that it went from the, you know, as we said, so the first spike in loss happened just 30 minutes after the midnight. The really big event happened at 50 minutes after the midnight. And then we can see that it actually lasts for a pretty long time, for until 2:20 UTC in the morning. And then it resolves, and we can see that everything was clean. If we click on the BGP pod, BGP route visualization, we can see that during that time there was certain activity from the BGP perspective. Namely, if I click here, we can see that these monitors around the world started receiving advertisements that actually indicates that things are getting better. So there was a significant improvement at 2:30 AM UTC, as part of which all the connectivity was working the way it's supposed to. There was this short period of time where everything worked fine. However, unfortunately, it did not last for long. Here, if I focus on this particular collector, we can see that at 3 minutes after they fixed it, there was again a prefix with Drupal as part of which we know that it's going to have negative effect on the bucket loss. And if we go back to path visualization, what we're going to see is essentially the significant spike in loss. So we can see here that traffic is essentially going towards the destination. However, traffic is being dropped. So here, what we are looking at is GTT essentially is receiving traffic that's destined towards the Virgin Media. However, what's really happening is that it's being dropped. So here, we can see that there was a at 250 UTC, we see that there was a improvement. So at 250, what we can see is that Stockholm Sweden agent essentially having bucket loss, but this time around, what's really happening is that the traffic is now getting to the Virgin where the traffic is being dropped. So this time around, like, it's not only that the traffic is not making it to the fact that there was a problem with BGP advertisements. It looks like something else might have been contributing to the loss within the Virgin networks as well. So the other thing that's really important to make here is the pattern of these events up to this point. So as we said, the event started 30 minutes past midnight, and you know, that would be a typical time for the regular maintenance. So regular maintenance hours would be usually during the low hours for the potentially affected customers. However, as a result of the length of this outage, you know, what that tells us is potentially that even though that might have been the outage, it's something that did not go according to the plan. So now that we saw the how it looks like from the BGP route visualization, if we move here towards the clear event, we can see that pretty much like majority of the agents here during this particular time, so 0:50, started having normal reachability. We can see that issue seems to have been, resolved. And if we go to the path visualization during this time. So looking at the path visualization timeline, we know that the event has started at 30 minutes past midnight, right? Where we observed the first spikes in bucket loss that closely correlate with the advertisements that we saw. And we can see that a lot of bucket loss persisted throughout this event, essentially indicating that all of the agents on the left-hand side that are trying to send the traffic towards the virginmedia.com on the right-hand side had a problem reaching the prefix. And just looking at this, essentially what we are looking at here is the fact that they had no route towards the service itself. So, and we can quite clearly see that on the path visualization. So if we click on correct prefix that we were looking at previously, we can see that majority of the agents that were executing this did not have any visibility. And that issue persisted. And here on the left-hand side, now we can see that there was certain activity. And if we select one of the agents, we can see that approximately at 2:49:23 UTC, Virgin Media advertised to their prefixes to LGIUPC, ultimately reaching the autonomous system where our collector was. And now if I go back to path visualization, what's going to happen is that we're going to see a certain period of stability here. So this is essentially we see that there was a drop in packet loss followed by essentially service working the way it's supposed to. Now looking at this time timestamp at 3:20, we can see that again loss on average spiked, and even though there were no path changes during this time, we can see that there was BGP, there were certain BGP updates happening at the time. So, you know, we can explain that by convergency related issues and stuff like that. And if we focus on the right prefixes, we're going to see more of that. So essentially, what we are looking at here is prefixes getting advertised to Virgin Media. Virgin Media advertises that to LGI UPC, and then essentially prefix propagates to the rest of the network. Going back to path visualization, we can see that period of stability started at approximately 3:40 and it lasted until 4:20 a.m. And if you look at that particular timestamp at 4:20 a.m. or 4:15 a.m., we can see that there was certain there were certain changes. So if I select the prefix again, we can see that there was a lot of activity again coming from LGI UPC. And in this particular case, we can see that they were changing primary ISP or primary transit provider from the perspective of the LGI UPC level, essentially entity level 3 cogent, and then essentially at 4:16:20, essentially they withdrew the prefix altogether.
Right. And so, Kamal, so what that's indicating, as you pointed out, is there is a direct correlation between the withdrawal of routes and the changing of routes with the intermittent packet loss that we saw throughout the incident, including like the long stretches of loss where there may not have been a route available to the service.
That's exactly correct. So what's happening here is that, you know, we see 100% correlation between the BGP-related activity with the packet loss. But what's really interesting here, Angelique, is the fact that even though these withdrawals happened, there was certain activity as part of which prefixes were advertised to level 3, for example. So if I click on one of these events as part of which there were changes, right? We can see that just for example, the initial event itself, and looking at this particular event, we can see that withdrawals happened from the LGI UPC and the traffic went to level 3. But even though it went to level 3, it looks like these advertisements, the way they were crafted, were severely limited in scope. So we don't see this prefix propagating globally. In fact, what we see is essentially they are making it to certain locations in UK. And regardless of that, again, they are failing because we saw like 100% loss. So I think like what we are potentially seeing is an issue that's potentially twofold. The first issue is as a result of the prefix withdrawals, right, as part of which prefix disappeared for majority of the global collectors. However, there might have been something that was happening within the Virgin Media's network, as part of which, even though the certain locations had the reachability to Virgin, so we saw it from the Stockholm agent perspective, for example, in one of the data points, the traffic was being dropped within the Virgin's network, which is quite interesting point. So what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, even though you might have your disaster recovery plan outlined, one of the things that operators should really do is to test the assumptions, right? So for example, as part of the operational excellence and improvement of operational excellence, they might want to, for example, advertise certain prefix that maybe does not carry the significant customer traffic, and then observe how it actually propagates on the internet. Those kinds of things are quite important for the operators. It looks like in this particular case, the prefix was going from the LGI UPC to level 3. However, the limited scope, you know, it did not really make a significant difference. And now again, going into this particular event, if you are the operator, right, what really happens is that you are going to, you know, be potentially quite misled by that sequence of events. So first of all, you have a clear outage, you do your disaster recovery plan, you know, and you assume that the issue should be resolved for at least, you know, customers that were originally affected. However, what's really happening in reality that, you know, you did not resolve anything, which seems to be the case here. So again, this issue seems to be twofold, as part of which, like, you know, even though those collectors that had the connectivity, they seems to have been dropping the traffic on the edge of the network itself.
Side. Yeah, exactly. And I think another thing that you brought up is also very interesting, which is even when there were periods where the routes had been re-advertised and they were active or reinstated in some of the service providers where we had we had our BGP collectors we were monitoring here, it wasn't broad. It seemed like it was limited to, it was regionally limited, which would have meant that even in the periods like we see here where traffic was successfully flowing to the service during those periods where we don't see loss, that would have then likely only applied to service providers that were in region versus, say, if you were in the United States connected to a service provider trying to reach Virgin Media or, say, from Australia or other locations around the globe. Is that reasonable? Is that what we see here?
Exactly. So looking at this particular Sydney 7 BGP collectors, once the event happened at 050 UTC on the 4th, what we are looking at here is prefix withdrawal. And then for the majority of the event, essentially, it's quite obvious that this particular BGP collector did not have any connectivity or did not have prefix. We can see that it appeared again, you know, withdrawals happened, re-advertisements happened, and during some of these periods they had it. But essentially, when this particular collector was, you know, suffering of the route loss or not having a route for that matter, you know, traffic was supposed to be advertised by level 3, and we know that these advertisements were severely limited in scope. So we can see this event unfolding in intermittent packet loss spikes. They lasted for a very long time. You know, they would recover, and then exactly the same pattern of the event would happen. And the last instance of this actually was around 7 or 7:20, to your point, Angelique, from earlier on, as part of which issue got resolved. The really important thing additionally here is to mention what is the negative effect it had on the services. So essentially, looking at the services that were provided by Virgin in this particular case, or for the services that were reachable through the Virgin, because right, sometimes they are selling the transit, right? What was happening here is that we can see that availability, and availability is nothing else than capability of our agents to execute these five or six different steps, DNS, so DNS resolution, domain name to IP address, connect is three-way handshake, SSL is capability to negotiate successfully TLS, send and receive are essentially timers for the first byte and last byte of the information. HTTP is essentially just what we receive from the HTTP server itself. And we can quite clearly see that during this time when there was a BGP activity followed by significant spikes in packet loss, that the service itself suffered really significantly, as part of which we can see that essentially the agents were not able to open up the page. Nothing was working the way it was supposed to. And then at 7:20, we see that everything started working the way it's supposed to be. There was no packet loss. And quite interestingly, what happened in the afternoon, at approximately 3:20 UTC, we see the significant spike of packet loss again, essentially repeating the pattern. And that lasted until 70:30 UTC when the issue was resolved for good. But what this outlines is essentially just really significant importance of having visibility, right? So here, absolutely, in this particular case, we can see how BGP updates, potentially unwanted BGP activity in this particular case, even though it started at 30 minutes past midnight, which indicates that it might have been maintenance. We see how it unfolded in a multi-hour event. You know, we see how, what's the effect of that unwanted BGP activity on the path visualization in, right, in form of the extremely large amount of packet loss. And we know that packet loss really has a negative consequence on the user experience, as part of which, you know, it shutters the throughput. And then, you know, we saw like this impact quite clearly on the HTTP server, as part of which we saw inside out like the negative effects of, you know, these events. So BGP route visualization to see what was happening, you know, path visualization to see how it reflected on the network, and you know, as part of which we can see latency and packet loss and jitter, and then ultimately on the HTTP server we see how it unfolded from the service related view.
Right. So any time that a BGP change is made or a withdrawal is made or a re-announcement is made, understanding the impact on the data plane. So one, how the routes are propagated out to service providers globally. Two, how that traffic is then able to reach your service and being able to verify that it had the intended effect that you, the effect that you wanted, and then in turn that impact on the service and understanding all those things in parallel is really important. All right, that's all we have time for today. Thanks again, Kamal, for joining us. And if you like our content, please like and subscribe our podcast here. And we do these updates periodically as incidents come up. But if you're looking for a regular update on the health of the internet, our colleague Mike Hicks has a biweekly podcast called the Internet Report Pulse Update that we highly encourage you to subscribe to and check it out. So with that, thanks again for joining us.